Yesterday, Florida Fish and Wildlife Commissioners approved a compromise plan to try to protect the overfished red snapper. The daily red snapper catch limit for charter boats was reduced, but economic concerns of commercial and recreational anglers led to the commissioners rejecting the shorter red snapper fishing season in the state. This morning, WMNF spoke with Thomas Wheatley, the Gulf of Mexico regional representative with the Marine Fish Conservation Network.
Well, we were pleased last June when the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council adopted a rebuilding plan for a red snapper. Red snapper is a very popular fish in the Gulf of Mexico for commercial and recreational anglers, and it's currently at just 3% of its historical spawning populations. It's been overfished, meaning the amount of fish in the sea has been too low, and overfishing has been occurring, meaning that the rate of fishing, the amount of fish that we're taking out each year, has been too high since the late 1980s. So last year, we were very pleased when the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, and then earlier this year, National Marine Fisheries Service, adopted new regulations with a total allowable catch for the year that was well within the guise of science. The scientists recommended a 5 million pound take for the year, and that's what was put in place. And to do that, you need to have some further restrictions on fishing, unfortunately, because of past overfishing. And we're seeing a shorter season for red snapper recreational fishermen and lower quotas for both commercial and recreational fishermen. Also, there's going to be new provisions in place to reduce bycatch and shrimp trawls of red snapper. In order for this plan to work, though, we need cooperation from all five Gulf states. Their representatives on the Gulf Council voted in favor of this, but unfortunately, Texas Parks and Wildlife Commission voted that they would not uphold the new rules, and now Florida has said they would go from 4 fish to 2, but they were going to have the longer season. And this is troubling because as we move forward with this rebuilding plan, if overfishing does occur because the states did not comply with the federal regulations, now with new provisions in the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, this is our nation's primary ocean fishing law, we're going to have accountability measures to make sure that overfishing does not occur. And if it does occur, there's going to be repercussions. This way, overfishing or the rate of fishing is not allowed to be exceeded year after year with no payback. So since Texas and now Florida have not abided by the new federal regulations, it's a risky approach. It puts us in a situation where we might have overfishing, and because of it, it's going to lead to more drastic cuts in fishing in the future. So people are concerned about the economic downturn from going from 4 fish to 2. Well, if they have to close the fishery down for even longer because they allowed overfishing in state waters, that's going to have even worse economic impacts on our recreational and commercial fishermen. So we need to be precautionary with this approach. We know that the stock is overfished. We know that we're taking too many out through shrimp trawl bycatch and the directed fishery with recreational commercial fishermen. And we need to be looking long term. If we put regulations in place now to end the overfishing, rebuild the stock, we'll have 3 times the amount of fish to catch when this stock is rebuilt. And it's going to take some time to do that, but we feel it's worth it. The long-term management of our oceans, a renewable resource, makes a lot of sense. If you're always managing for the short-term economic benefit, things are just going to get worse, and we don't want to see that.
Florida decided not to shorten the season. Is that what you see the biggest problem with this so-called compromise that they reached?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the charter captains in the panhandle because they're able to catch red snapper within state waters. That's between shore and 9 nautical miles. And they'll have some more time to put their customers on the red snapper. The problem is if this leads to overfishing, they're going to have to pay it back afterwards. There's going to be repercussions of that. So it would have been better if the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission had just adopted the federal regulations. And we know that was probably the unpopular thing to do, but it would have been the right long-term strategy to rebuild this fishery and make sure that we don't have further cuts in recreational and commercial fishing in the future. We want to make sure that there's more fishing opportunities in the future. Honestly, because of past mismanagement by the National Marine Fisheries Service and the Gulf of Mexico Fishery Management Council, they've let overfishing continue since the late 80s. If they hadn't done that, we would be in a situation where we'd be raising quotas and we'd be raising bag limits, and we would have a longer season. So unfortunately, we need, because of the past mismanagement, we have to take some short-term cuts, but in the future, we'll be able to raise bag limits and raise the quota and have more fish available for people to eat in restaurants and also to go out and catch themselves.